The following podcast is brought to you by The Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
Good evening, everybody. So wonderful to see you. Let me just look around and see all of you in your little rectangles. Yeah, I love the gatha on opening the sutra. You know, it's wonderful to have these Dharma talks, you know, in the middle of the work week. And, you know, this is where our life happens. This is where our practice happens. You know, I love the fact that it's so intimately connected and that one goes directly into the other. So for myself, my name is Kenko. I'm a senior student at the Village Zendo. And I live in Massachusetts, where I teach mathematics and mathematics education in college. And we're back in person. There is a vaccine mandate for students, staff, and faculty. And there is a masking mandate inside. And we're sort of trying on what that's like, right? And the students are very, very, very excited. They have missed each other. They have missed connecting with other students, making friends, sort of being really immersed in the whole college experience. And it's, you know, it's lovely to feel that energy and to tap into it and, you know, to just become part of it. It's wonderful and joyful and feels like a celebration. And it's wonderful also being in the classroom and realizing, huh, you know, this feels like, you know, real teaching. We're having conversations. I can sort of read when the room is puzzled. I can tell if all groups are very quiet, there's something I have to look into, right? And on Zoom, I only know how one group is doing. When you're in the middle of it, you know, maybe it's a little bit more difficult to hear and understand each other with a mask, but, you know, you're all of a sudden right in the middle of it, and it's been at some point, like you remember. And then there are also those moments when you sort of think, is this a safe thing to do right now? You know, this is how I usually do things when we're together. And we are vaccinated and we're wearing masks. But do we really all need to sit around a table with four people in a way that feels a little bit crowded? You know? Do I really need to go around from table to table and sort of kneel down and sort of lean down on the table and be really close and intimate and take a look at the work that the students are doing to, you know, get an idea for what they're thinking and to check in and to hear? And then there's sort of, you know, that moment of thinking, you know, and then you just do it and then it just feels fine, you know. And I guess we'll see in 2 or 3 weeks if that's fine. Yeah, so it's interesting to sort of be reacquainted with something that feels like life used to be, but not quite. And it's like we're all sort of dancing and feeling our way into that, right? Beautiful. But what has really been on my mind over the last week or so has been condo board practice. I serve on a condo board here where we live. It's a, you know, place with 20 units, and somebody has to serve on the condo board. And, you know, I said, well, you know, everybody has to do it at some point. So yeah, sure. You know, and most of the times, you know, you take care of the things that need to be taken care of. And, you know, sometimes things happen that are a little bit out of the ordinary, you know. You know, that there is construction going on that in the beginning seemed like, oh, they're just sort of, you know, reorganizing their unit. And then it turns out that it looks like that it's more like a gut renovation that they're doing, right? And it's very loud. You know? And of course, because there's no freight elevator or anything else, you know, all that stuff going out and coming in goes through the common areas, you know? And there's only so much cleaning you can do with, it's just a mess, right? And you do and you clean and you do whatever you can, and it's still, you know, you can tell that it's a little bit of a mess. And then you sort of, you know, think of the discomfort or sort of stepping into that and sort of saying, oh, but it should be really clean. Or telling the other people, well, you know, yes, it's a little, you know, it's not like it usually is, but, you know, this tool shall pass, you know, and maybe sometimes sort of thinking, oh, you know, if it's really bad, I'm sure they will tell us, you know, I don't have to get involved. It's like, oh, uncomfortable, right? And then of course, you know, the constructions takes longer than it should. And then there's a trailer that shows up. You know, I come back from my trip in Germany and there's a trailer sitting in the parking lot. It's like, huh, how did that happen? I didn't hear about that. I don't recall anybody asking about that. You know? And then at the same time also, you know, people on the board really trying to, you know, to help, to intervene, to make sure that the owners who are absent during this time, because they're traveling in Europe, that somehow, you know, we have a conversation with a contractor around, well, you know, could you maybe do a little bit more cleanup and, you know, maybe let us know when this happened and that happens. And, you know, you're sort of trying to manage the whole thing, but you're sort of also getting yourself in the middle of something that maybe you don't really have to get into. Or maybe that you should be involved into, but, you know, it's messy, right? It's messy. You know, and then somebody, you know, you're sort of holding on and it's sort of quiet. And then somebody in his own words, you know, kicks the hornet's nest and sort of says, oh, you know, and there's this, and, you know, we've been doing that and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'm not angry now, but if I don't write it down now, then I will be angry. And it's like, ooh, and all of a sudden there's, you know, other people that you hear from as well, and yeah, and blah, 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 and the cleanliness, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and all of a sudden you sort of realize that, you know, there has been upset for quite some time that now has an opportunity to get voiced, right? And then, of course, you think, oh my God, you know, we really should have, and what do people think about me, and how can we do that and address that, and you know, how can I please everybody? And we're making the decision, but on the one hand, this has sort of this disadvantage and this person will be upset. But at the same time, if we make that other decision, then the other people will be upset. It's like, you know, finding your way through and sort of noticing that, you know, we're social beings, right? It's like we have strong feelings about being okay with the people around us. And how much of that really, I don't know, fuels into our automatic reactions, right? Of being defensive, secretly also blaming people because, you know, of course I know exactly what went wrong and what other people should have done differently. And you know, I just have to credit this practice, right? it's so easy in the middle of that to really have the whole thing churn and sort of get worse and to be aware that you can just stop when you notice that you're in the middle of that and take a breath and sit and feel the energy in your body and feel the tightness in your mind that just wants to grab and strangle people, you know? And notice the feelings and the thoughts that come up about, oh, you know, I did this all wrong. I really shouldn't have. And oh, this is terrible. And people will think this of me. And, you know, to see the whole thing, right? And in the middle of that, also realize that actually the problem is not as big as it may feel like right now, right? It's like, what is really going on here if some of that extra layer can quiet? Well, there are some people who are justifiably upset about something that didn't go the way that it usually goes. Okay. There is something that maybe that we could have done, but there is something that we can do now. Okay. I can apologize for my part in that. Right? And nothing terrible happens. You know, it's not like all of a sudden I have to maintain this image of being the one who always does the right thing and who's totally in control. No, it's like, oh. You know, I'm sorry I didn't intervene at the time when it really might have made a difference. What can we do now? Okay. You know? I wonder if some of you have had experiences like that. Maybe you don't serve on a condo board, but maybe there are other situations in your life where, you know, you feel you're embedded with other people and things are not going the perfect way that it really should be going. And things get messy and we get entangled and we get triggered and we get upset and we get into blaming others and ourselves, right? We get into, it's a beautiful opportunity to really see what Joko Beck calls your main feature, right? It's the built-in way that you have learned to deal with when things get overwhelming. For some, it's withdrawing. For some, it's attacking. For some, it's distracting myself to do something completely different. You know, pretend it's not happening. And maybe it will go away. You know, it's beautiful to see that. And you know, if you get to know yourself a little bit on the cushion, you know, you may recognize it early when it happens. Yeah. Often I only happen it when, you know, things blow up and it's really, you know, the catastrophe has really already happened. But you know, sometimes it's like, I don't want to deal with that. You know. And again, also not add the, oh, I shouldn't be withdrawing from this. This is bad. I'm a bad Zen student. Ooh, I've been sitting for so long and still I do the same mistakes. Right? It's just more of the same. So I thought there's a koan that I think may, I don't know, illuminate little pieces about that. It's two monks roll up the bamboo blinds. And it's from the Mumon Khan case 26. The monks gathered in the hall to hear the great Hogan of Seryo give Teisho before the midday meal. Hogan pointed to the blinds. At this, two monks went to the blinds and rolled them up alike. Hogan said, "One has it, the other has not." Do you have it or do you not have it? Do you make the right, did you make the right decision or did you make the wrong decision? Is it right the way that you're reacting? Is it wrong the way that you're reacting? One has it, the other has not. So as a little bit of background, the great Hogen of Seriu was a respected leading figure in Zen circles towards the end of the Tang Dynasty in China. And he died in 958 at the age of 74. And there's an interesting, beautiful little story around his life that I'd like to read for you. So the following interesting story is from Master Hogen's biography. While he was still a young training monk, he went on a training journey with a few monk friends. On his way, their pilgrimage was impeded by heavy rain, and they were forced to stay at a temple called the Jizo Inn, a auspicious name. After a few days, when the flood was over, they were ready to leave and bade farewell to the abbot of Jizo Inn, Master Keishin. The master pointed to the big stone outside the front gate and asked him, "Venerable monk, all the three worlds exist because of the mind, and every phenomenon exists because of recognition. This is your usual elucidation." So he was a very studied kind of person. "Now tell me, is the stone out of the mind or in the mind?" "It is in the mind," the student replied immediately. Master Keishin then asked, "You, traveling monk, why do you carry around such a heavy stone in your mind?" The student could not say a word in reply and decided to stay and study with the master. So what are the heavy stones that you carry around in your mind? And I think Zazen is so powerful in allowing things to quiet down and for us to begin to see some of the pebbles and some of the rocks that we carry around in our own minds. Why do you carry around such a heavy stone in your mind, I wonder? There is a poem as well. "When they are rolled up, bright and clear is the great emptiness. The great emptiness does not yet come up to our teaching. Why don't you cast away emptiness and everything? Then it is so lucid and perfect that even the wind does not pass through." How do we cast away emptiness and everything? Emptiness and everything. Well, on behalf of the board, I apologize for the mess. We'll do the best to clean it, and hopefully soon the construction will be over.